This is WBFO, your NPR station. It's 9:35. Good morning. I'm Mark Scott. A new book by a St. Bonaventure University priest and professor explores the way for the church to recover from the ongoing clergy abuse scandal. Father David Couturier is a theology professor who was also director of the Franciscan Institute at the university. His book is titled The Voice of the Victims, The Voice of the Crucified. Father David joins us live this morning to talk about all this. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
How would you assess the way church leaders have responded to the abuse crisis?
It has been an uneven response, oftentimes frustrating. On the one hand, they have set up some accountability and training programs. Every month, every priest, every person who works with children in the Catholic Church have to go through further training, take a test, and this has been going on for over 10 years now that we've instituted preventive measures. At the same time, we've had problems with the accountability of bishops, that we did not have clear, transparent, and accountable standards for bishops, and that has hurt the victims badly, and it hurts the rest of the church badly.
So how does the church begin to recover?
Well, first of all, from my point of view and the focus of the book, is that we have to listen to the voice of the victims. Now, that sounds a little bit of a cliche, but the reality is that in our very busy, confused, and complicated world, we listen to all sorts of other voices. We listen to the voices of lawyers. We listen to the voices of the powerful, but we haven't really attended to the voice of victims deeply. We haven't even taught ourselves to do so. And I think that's a very new kind of skill that the church must develop. As a matter of fact, I'm trying to teach it in my courses now in ethical leadership. What does radical attentive listening look like, sound like, and what does it do for the ethical changes of institutions involved in abuse?
And some critics are saying that kind of listening has not happened, especially in our own diocese here in Buffalo. Do you agree with that?
I have been as confused by the failure of the bishop in certain situations to follow through on commitments to accountability and transparency. It mystifies me, and I think there's explaining to do, because the only way for us to move beyond this crisis and to give justice to those who have suffered most is to start with a profound listening to the voices of victims so that we understand what they have been through, and we can make reparations and follow through on actions that will bring healing all across the board.
Now, you talked with some victims in writing your book. Can you share a bit of what you were told?
Sure. The first victim was not a victim of church abuse, but a victim of human trafficking, a young woman in the Buffalo area who, just an amazing young woman, a tremendous woman of courage, who shared with me her extremely painful situation and how she mustered the courage to break away and to start a new life. She made it clear to me that I could use her story if I reminded people that no woman would want this for herself, that she did not become a prostitute. She was forced into human trafficking. And she wanted that very clear, that people understand what we're dealing with and the pain that it causes, and how difficult at times it was for her to kind of get the understanding for what had happened to her as she needed. So it was just a profound gift for me to listen to somebody of her courage.
As a Franciscan, obviously you're a follower of St. Francis of Assisi. What do you think he would have to say about what's happening now?
Well, we don't have to wonder about what he would say because we know what he did. He was disgusted by people with leprosy during his adolescence. He had no use for them. And he made it clear that he didn't want to associate with these people. His whole conversion process was to begin to listen to the cry of those who were victimized by that disease. And it turned his life around. You know, he went from disgust to an approval and an association with their dignity for the rest of his life. It was the major conversion of his life.
Father, we are out of time, and I do thank you for your comments. Appreciate you coming on live with us. Father David Couturier is a theology professor and director of the Franciscan Institute at St. Bonaventure University. The Institute will be hosting a conference on Franciscan reform and the abuse crises in the Catholic Church April 12th and 13th at Doyle Hall on campus. It's free and open to the public. 19 minutes before 10, this is WBFO.